Welcome to another episode of The Creative Exchange. It's another Buffer Festival edition of The Creative Exchange. I have my friend, new friend, Sorrel with me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
This is so exciting.
This is ridiculously awesome.
Because you popped up on my YouTube feed so much.
Excellent.
So much, which
thank
is
you, YouTube
so
algorithm.
Good. Yeah, you've been having a good 6 months, I would say.
Wow.
And so it's so exciting to talk to you and to meet you at Buffer. And the first thing I noticed was just like your energy is amazing. I love it. It's so cool to be here with you. So give people just a little rundown on what your channel is about and what you have been up to recently.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's a big ass question.
We can unpack it.
Okay. Welcome. My name is Sorrella Moore. Currently on my channel, I would say I'm focusing mostly on photography, making money online, influencer stuff, videography a little bit. Human optimization. That's like a big thing that I want to get into next because I love this topic.
What do you mean? Like, Tim Ferriss biohacking
kind
stuff.
Of like that. This is I kind of live for this. I'm really into health. I'm really into like brain stuff, figuring out the brain, just how to make yourself be as awesome as possible and run at 100%. Oh, 110%, let's just go there. But I want to do it in a way that's different, like utilizing YouTube, because not a lot of people are doing that. But at the same time, like right now I'm kind of known for my advanced selfies on YouTube. Like people,
what
really
is an advanced selfie?
Well, an advanced selfie.
<Please explain.
laughs> So I used to travel. I do travel a lot by myself, like massive solo traveler for years, to, I don't know, 44 destinations, I think, right now, which is fun. But like I am a nomad as well, and I full-time travel. I don't have a house. So when I was traveling around, I wanted to get some great photos of myself. And I just could not stand the fact that when you handed it, like the camera to someone else.
You can't trust tourists.
Oh my God, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sucks. And I knew how to take how to take great photos because I'm a photographer. And I was like, wait, why don't I just put it on a tripod and take really cool photos of myself? And then I just kept on getting better and better and better. And I started making it look like it was
like a photographer was taking it.
And like I'm trying to incorporate high fashion model-y feels because I get bored, so I want to challenge myself. And then as a joke, I called it the advanced selfie.
It's so good.
It's so ridiculous.
It's so good. Are other people doing it now? How's that hashtag advanced
it's going
selfie going?
Well, like super well. And I made, wait for this. I made an advanced selfie university.
Oh, the digital product game.
Linked
down in the description below. Make sure to check it out. So what do people get in this advanced selfie university?
Well, they get everything they need to know about how to take an advanced selfie. Not camera information, not how to take a photo, but like posing information, how to set up the camera differently to make it an advanced selfie instead of just like a boring standard selfie, because you want to stand out on that Instagram.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really funny that I called it a university because I'm just shitting on the idea that it is a selfie. Like, it's a selfie. That's all it
that
is.
So much though. Yeah. But I think honestly, on the interwebs, there's so much stuff. It's so saturated. And humor and just being yourself is such a good way to cut through the clutter. Because I think a lot of people get sucked into trying to be someone else. And then it's so hard to just have fun in life when you're so busy being someone else. And so I think that's what a lot of people are seeing with you is like, oh, you're fun, you're genuine. And also really interesting because once I started checking out your videos, the thing I was most confused about was like, where is she? So first I would see just backgrounds that I've never seen before. You know, you're not just like in a typical room or apartment. The walls were just so beautiful and rugged and like colors I've never seen before. And apparently that was like a home in Germany.
Yeah, just an Airbnb I found that I loved.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you don't have a home?
I don't have a home.
So explain that.
I don't have a home.
You're like a nomad.
I'm a nomad.
Are you a minimalist? Are you a nomad? What do you put a label on it?
I guess I'm a nomad and a minimalist, okay. I would say. So I have a bag that I travel with and that is my life.
Well,
yeah.
I bet that's pretty freeing.
I don't even know. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can we come back to two things? I want to talk about like why on earth do people copy each other online? That is just driving me insane. I don't understand because you're unique. You're awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we have to come back to that. But you're not going to stand out by copying people. That's one thing I wanted to say. The second thing, okay, minimalism. freeing. Yes. Why do people have so much stuff?
Let's see. I'm not a hoarder.
Okay.
I'm not the opposite of minimalism, but I would say I'm a normal person. Mm-hmm. I understand how ridiculous it is to have like storage. I've never understood that. Mm-hmm. I've never lived in a home or me personally have storage, but I am in a small New York City apartment. And so I manage with that, but I still have stuff. And mm-hmm. I think I'm self-aware of where I get my enjoyment. So like half of it is from people and mm-hmm. interactions with people mm-hmm. and hanging out with my boyfriend, hanging out with my family. Like I'm very aware that like that is what ultimately matters in life and makes me ultimately happy. But like right underneath that, it's like, oh my gosh, new camera gear, a new iPhone, like new high-tech something. Like that's exciting to me. So I think it depends on the person.
Yes.
You know?
It does. But the way that I would recommend this for everyone.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're doing all right. Like if you're living in a small apartment and you're not just like, I think it's the typical consumers that just, they get momentary satisfaction mm-hmm. from buying something. Like they get sucked into the game. Like you're going to feel so good if you buy this product. Like, mm-hmm. no, you're yeah. not. yeah. So, but I just couldn't believe, I've never really had that much stuff. Like I've traveled so much throughout my life. Mm-hmm. We've moved countries multiple times. I've lived in a few countries and just, I don't know, for some reason, every single time I detach from things, I know exactly where my stuff is around the world. I've mm-hmm. only got like a few couple of boxes with like at my parents' storage. They just bought a house. They were also minimalists okay. and full-time travelers for 2 years.
Yeah, where do they settle down?
They settle down in Nimbin in Australia right now, which is the pot capital of Australia. Just FYI. They don't smoke. My mom's just a massive hippie. Awesome.
Is that what is your accent? Is it
Australian? Yeah.
Okay. I'm beyond the British accent. I'm terrible.
Okay. It's accent. Also okay because
you have a very unique one.
Exactly. People actually, I get slayed sometimes online. They're like, why don't you have an normal Australian accent? I'm like, dude, I travel too much. This is what's
so
happened.
Well, okay. So they just bought a house in Australia mm-hmm. and you grew up there, but when did the traveling start and why? I mean, was it just because that was their lifestyle? So you were kind of like, oh, this is all I know? Or,
oh my gosh. I love this being able to go back and talk about this stuff. Oh, this is so fun. So when I was a little girl,
let's bring it all the way back.
We moved from Australia. I was born in Bondi, like around Bondi Beach. So I lived on the beach my whole childhood until I was 5. And then we moved to Poland. My dad was living in Poland, actually. So we moved over and it was meant to be like a really short trip. We went over for, ended up being 6 years till I was 11. And then we were meant to come back to Australia for 2 months for a holiday. And we ended up staying forever again until I started traveling at the age of like 17, 18.
So you finished up school in Australia?
Yeah, finished. Yeah. Yep. And then, I was traveling every like 2 to 3 months every single year since I was 18. At 18, I did a solo trip for 9 months.
Wow. And, where'd you go?
Canada mostly.
Hey, that's where we're at right now. What's up, Toronto?
That's appropriate.
That's so cool. Oh, that's so cool. I've always wanted to spend more time here. I mean, the scenery
Toronto's
is
nice.
Insane. Yeah. And just like, I've only been in the cities while here. Mm. And all of the pictures and video you see are just like out there in the mountains.
Oh, the mountains.
I need
crazy.
To take some time to do that. So 9 months here, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. I was mostly based in one place because I was doing outdoor education camps, summer camp kind of leader. So that was fun. Yeah.
Cool. So did you completely skip over college?
No.
Or university?
No. So I went back to Australia after that trip and I did like a sped up at a private college. I thought it was a great idea to speed up my degree. Bachelor of Business major in marketing ended up costing me 3 times the cost. I didn't realize that if you go to
for
a private college. Yeah, 2 years, instead
okay.
of 3.
Oh, so the normal's 3, not 4.
Well, in Australia, it was 3. It's like Bachelor of Business major in marketing.
Gotcha.
Such a wink of a degree. Seriously, I learned everything in 3 months when I was working instead.
Yeah, yeah. So, if you get me on that topic.
Oh, no.
Let's lean into college a little bit.
Okay.
So, I mean, 2 years, do you, in hindsight, do you think it was worth it? Or is it one of those things where I kind of regret?
I don't think you can regret anything that really? You've done. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because let's get spiritual.
Yeah.
No, I just think that everything happens for you. It's mm-hmm. like everything is there for a reason. So everything you've ever done in your entire life has led you up to this moment yeah. right here. And that's pretty magical if you yeah. think about it.
I think about it all the time.
I know, it's
like
crazy.
Leading, like John, my boyfriend, I think about all the time how sometimes I'll wish, like, oh, I wonder if I didn't become a YouTuber, if I would have like pursued that business idea. Mm. But then I think about, oh my gosh, if I didn't become a YouTuber, it has, as much crap as everyone gives YouTube, it has like radically changed my life for the better. And the fact that I am doing what I love and I get to meet amazing new people all the time and like build epic creative friendships. And like, you know, I met John through YouTube. Then I'm like, oh, wait, no, I thank goodness I did every, you know, every single thing that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Sometimes I think about it too. I'm like, oh, I really wanted to be a singer when I was young.
Yeah.
And, but then just the ability to do anything you want and say anything you want on YouTube instead of being sucked into an industry which mm-hmm. tells you what you should look like, sound like, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. I'm really glad that I consciously or unconsciously chose this path.
Were you in a band?
No, I wish. I just wanted to see. I was at when I was 12 years old. I sang in a 11. I won a contest at school, and I was like, if I win this contest, this is I'm gonna little surreal.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm gonna pursue singing, and I'm gonna be a singer. And then I won, and then I moved wow. over to back to Australia, mm-hmm. and that stalled everything because I yeah. had to relearn English again and integrate back into Australian society. Wow.
So do you speak fluent Polish?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that the Dzień only dobry. Language you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, well, you know one more than me. You just seem so like worldly and stuff. I'm like, she probably knows 5 different languages.
Well, the aim but trust now. Me,
like you knowing more than your native language is so impressive. I feel I feel so dumb around people no. that know more than their native language.
No. Well, the aim now, because I just got unaddicted from social media. Mm. I was heavily addicted to my phone, spending like 4 to 6 hours a day on it.
Yeah.
And then I just figured it out and I'm like massively detaching now. Now is the aim to learn French, Spanish, like maybe even some singing, maybe some guitar. Whoa. So wish me luck.
Learn the guitar when you jam. Mm?
Yo, because yeah. you play.
Yeah, I'm
yeah, a guitar that's player. Sick.
Yeah.
Let's start a YouTube band.
Oh my God, let's do it. Heather. Let's do it. You can sing. Sing and guitar once you get your guitar lessons. So why did you decide to cut your social media usage? And what was the first indication that was like, oh my gosh, I'm on my phone too long? Because thank goodness the new update with iPhone, whenever I scroll to my other page, it shows me my screen time.
It and does? It's,
yeah. So that's a new feature of iOS 12. Is it'll
wow.
Yeah, it'll show you your screen time. And so
why are they doing that, do you think?
I honestly think seatbelts, man. They're I think it's like they're conscious that they've created this beast. And so now one of my friends, Cody, he put it really well. It's like when cars were created, they didn't have seatbelts, and it took so long to shift towards that and raise awareness that, hey, it's dangerous, wear a seatbelt. And now with iPhones, I think the same thing is happening, where it's like we've created this monster. And guess what? We need guardrails. We need seatbelts. We yes. need to be conscious of how much time we are sucked into this phone.
It's
so when did it start for you? Like how?
It scares
like,
me.
Was it a recent
so
thing that yeah, you were just like, no, oh, too much?
Well, I blamed it on my job. I was okay. like, it's my job. Like, this is my job to be on social media,
yeah.
whatever. And then I was just scrolling and wasting time. And this is the big thing. I started noticing that I was becoming dumber. And I was not okay with that. Like, I didn't remember the last time I listened to a podcast. I didn't remember the last time yeah. I read a book. And I always said, I'm always working. And then I objectively looked at how much I actually was working and how much time was just wasted on scrolling. But the thing was, I was just becoming dumber. And so I tried, attempted a couple of times. Like, I took a week off not long ago from social media, and that was amazing. And I got 3 life-changing insights from just a week off my phone.
Sure.
Okay. Well, one was like I was going through a tough family situation, and like I got an insight into what had to happen. So that was one thing. Then I got my life vision. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, my life vision wow. came to me. I was like, that's kind of weird.
Is it to be a YouTuber until you die?
Yes.
Yeah, same. That's my life mission. I'm like, you guys are going to be watching me when I'm 90. Yeah,
like, that would be fun, though. Like, go back to it one day. No, I don't know. That's going to be interesting, sarcasm. How we all transition.
That was sarcasm. So what was your third revelation?
I don't actually remember, but it was good.
But life vision.
Yeah, I know. That was a big one.
I mean... Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, there was something else. But anyway, so then I went back straight onto my phone after that week off, which was kind of shitty. I wasn't happy with that. And then just, I was in Palm Springs not long ago, 10 days, and I was just, I caught myself on the couch just scrolling, scrolling and scrolling. And I was like, what am I doing? And in that moment, I was like, I can't do this. So I was like, I sat my boyfriend down and I was like, look, I really have an addiction. Like, I need you to help me. Yeah. And you tell people a lot, they're like, they kind of dismiss it. They say, oh, you know, that's funny. Like, oh, we're all addicted. Right, ha ha. Right. But if anyone is out there and they've got a problem, like if someone comes to you and says, hey, I'm really addicted, take it seriously.
Yeah.
Because it's a problem. Mm-hmm. And so I said to him and I really reinforced, I was like, this is how much time I'm spending on social media, between 4 and 6 hours a day. And then he tallied it and he made me realize that if I was on social media from the age 20 until the age 100, for the 4 to 6 hours a day, that's 20 years nonstop.
That's scrolling. Scary.
That's 20 years. Like, that's scary. That would be me waking up at 49 and being like, oh, okay, I've stopped scrolling. 20 years. That doesn't quite add up, but we did the math and it is. So I realized there's so much more time so many more things I can do with that time. So I backtracked and I want to learn stuff. I don't want to be dumb. I don't want to be dumb.
The other day.
And this is what it's doing to us. It's making us dumb.
The other day I was thinking, and this might be just because I'm out of school and we're not. I mean, I think there's so many things wrong with school. The culture of just regurgitating facts is like so toxic, and it's like it doesn't teach us really how to think. The only time in school that I was conscious of, oh my gosh, I feel like a better human, a smarter human, was actually when I was in my computer science degree. And they were teaching us pretty abstract stuff, but the moment we got into programming and it was more of like an actual problem that's like, hey, how do you, I always use this example, but it was more complex than this, but it was like, build a pyramid of asterisks and have, you know, there's certain properties or whatever. And then when you like sit down, you're like, okay, I have this tools of bags, like for loops and blah, 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 blah. And like, how do I take everything that I know and somehow make something out of nothing? Like, that was so rewarding. And it was weird because the moment I realized it, I was actually editing a video in Premiere. And I was like, how do I do this? Like, I had this problem. And I felt like a ninja because I was like, oh, if I nest all these clips together and then I do this and that, that solves my problem. And I was like, I think I've gotten smarter, you know? And so I think when you're not like continually training your brain and you just get consumed with consuming, it's dangerous.
It's so scary.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you're going to do? Like learn stuff, mm-hmm. guitar, new mm-hmm. languages. And then how are you going to stop? Like, how do you set this down?
Well, okay, a couple of things.
Yeah.
I also want to say, I think a lot of us don't have the skill to critically think anymore. What you were saying about regurgitating information. Holy crap, that's so true.
Because it's like,
that's all it is.
Let's not solve real problems. Let's just memorize stuff.
And the more that I objectively look at the education system and all these other stupid things that we're told is normal, the more I realized how much it is just easy, convenient, outdated systems to just keep people like,
and spending money.
Exactly. And not being healthy, not looking after themselves, not creating amazing ideas that would enhance the world. But slowly I'm hoping like people are getting onto more organic food, eating healthier, taking time off phones. I think the world is at a nice, beautiful shift where it's power
we're
to the people.
We're having those realizations.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully, because there's more transparency, I think it can be more depressing because we're now kind of rolling back the curtains on people who are in power, and it's kind of scary. But hopefully that means that there's good to come.
I think
because of the transparency.
I am hopeful.
But yeah, something that's cool about iOS 12 is you can actually set time limits for each app.
Nice.
So you can say, okay, only 30 minutes on Instagram. Well, I guess it's dangerous for us though, because what if we got to post a gram? That's our job.
I know, but it takes it takes 30 minutes, man. I used to tell myself, I have to check my comments. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have to do shit. Mm-hmm. Like, post it in the morning or whenever the scheduled time is.
Yeah.
I reply to it, like, I try to make it 100 comments, and then I just, like, leave it. And then you don't have to get back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like to reward the people who are there sooner because, you know, they're, like, subscribed or maybe they have notifications really care. And they care. Like, those are the people you want to reward, not the trolls that come along, like, later.
Yeah. But with the moments. Sorry. So I install an app on my phone called Moments.
Okay.
Moment. And there's a different version for Android. You can set like really strict time limits. You can say you're not allowed to be on the phone from this time to this time. And you can only have like 2 hours max a day on the phone. And then you can also set this really annoying beeper that beeps at you every 3 seconds. And it's the most annoying sound in the world. If you pick up your phone and you're on it, it was going to be like, it's so annoying. And I had it on for the first 2 days. And it broke the cycle. So now it's not, I don't need it anymore. But I just had to put those things in place. Mm-hmm. And then also just remember 20 years.
Wow.
So that really helped to break the cycle.
Very good perspective.
I'm still working on it. I'm still not 100%, but I'm definitely getting better.
That's so cool. That's epic.
Yeah.
So where to next in terms of travel? Because, you know, you don't have a home. So are you, okay, me? I don't really like camping or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm very much like a hotel gal. Okay. So do you like backpack and stuff?
No.
Okay.
I used to, but now, I mean, I work on the road. I live the exact same life as you do, except I have just less cities. Positions.
Yeah.
Possessions. Possessions. And I just move house all the time. But I find Airbnbs that they're my favorite because I can cook and I can do everything normally, my morning routine.
And they usually have better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, hotels. Oh, I just, no. Yeah. I need to be able to cook. Like, I love cooking. Well, no, that's such a lie. I don't cook. My boyfriend cooks, so I love it when he's got a kitchen.
Good. So does he follow, like, you guys travel with each other?
He just started traveling with me. Cool. So before he was busy, we had completely different schedules.
Yeah.
And now finally we've linked up. And
awesome. Does he do his own thing too? Entrepreneur life?
Yes. Now he. Good. Yeah. Before he was as well, but he was more committed to a location. But now he's starting his own biohacking podcast on health, which is awesome.
So I want to, this is a very Tim Ferriss question, and we're both fans of Tim Ferriss, so why not? But like, what is your routine? Are you a big believer of waking up early in the morning, going to bed at an appropriate time? Like, do you hit emails? Do you create top, like the first thing in the morning? What's your jam?
My jam.
Yeah.
Jam.
Yeah.
So the morning routine, I actually picked up a lot of it from Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
I did his morning routine as a test on my YouTube and I was
that was the first video I ever saw of yours.
I quite like this.
Yes.
So it consists of waking up pretty early and then.
What's pretty early?
It's between 6 and 7.
Okay.
Generally. And then I usually meditate straight away within a minute or two. For 20 minutes.
How do you not fall back asleep?
I don't know. I used to, but I think, I don't know what happened.
That's now good.
Maybe it's practice. I don't
routine. Know. Power of routine. That's good.
And then, so I do that. Then we make our special bulletproof coffee, which is delicious. And then.
Bulletproof coffee.
Oh, my.
What does that mean?
I feel like me and Leon are changing people's lives right now with the bulletproof coffee.
Yeah. What? Please
do you
explain.
Drink coffee, though?
Yeah, I love coffee.
Okay. All right. Hold up. It's also going to help you with energy making the coffee last longer,
okay,
which is good. So you have just a normal black coffee, then you add butter to it, which unsalted butter.
I already like where this is going.
So good. And we have, me and Leon, we have like a tablespoon or maybe even two sometimes. So we have a lot.
Okay.
Then, well, in a big cup, not like a tiny cup.
Yeah.
So a big cup. And then we add MCT oil, coconut oil, and a little bit of honey. And then you blend it. It is the greatest thing in the whole wide world.
Did you see?
I dream of this.
Did you see how there's recent, I mean, stuff is going like this all the time. People are saying it's the worst thing, it's the best thing. But like coconut oil isn't good for you.
I don't believe that for a second.
So why, like, how do we know, Cyril? How?
I don't really, whatever makes you feel good.
Right.
I think that's what it comes down to because everyone is.
Because I guess their thing was saying like
too much fat in it. That's what they were saying. And I'm
Traditionally, like oils aren't good.
No, but oils are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oils are great for you. Yeah. Don't go for the sunflower oils or anything like that. Go for olive oil, super healthy. Don't cook with olive oil. Cook with coconut oil because that can withstand the degrees, the heat of the degrees. Because
they were almost saying like butter as a substitute for that. Like that's always going to be better.
Butter is also very healthy.
Like a
it's
coconut
just that,
oil.
Ages ago, I feel like this is a health podcast now.
Sorry, because I'm curious. I'm like, you probably know more than me.
No, so. This is the craziest thing. They were trying to push one thing in the marketing world back in the day, and it was like they were trying to cut out either sugar or fats. They were trying to figure out which one was the bad one for health. And the guy that ran a huge sugar corporation or whatever, he was so heavily protesting against them saying that sugar's unhealthy that it became fat-free stuff. Fat-free is so bad for us because it's sugar that causes all the drama. If you have fat-free stuff, there's so much sugar in it.
I think it's pretty obvious that I think sugar is going to be the next, like smoking or something.
Yeah, sugar's horrendous. But
and
people still
it's everywhere too.
But people saying like fat is bad for you? No.
Right. But in moderation, right? Everything in moderation.
See, I try to have a liter of olive oil every week.
Really?
It's so good for you. It's so good for you.
What does it do for you?
Instead of things getting stuck to your intestines, it pushes it through so it can slide, like your inside is lubricated.
Right. Instead of oil.
People don't have enough oils these days because of the stupid fat-free movement.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, guys.
But anyway, research your own stuff.
Google it for yourself.
But the coconut oil thing, that makes me so mad. But
yeah, because
anyway,
it was floating around. But yeah, okay. So bulletproof coffee. Mm-hmm. Is this a thing? Like if I Google it, will people be like...
So many people know bulletproof, yeah.
I mean, you say coffee and butter and I'm there.
You're there.
Take me
you're
there.
Ready. and then I do my journal. I write in my journal. And then I generally start my day. My day in the middle is very complicated though. Mm-hmm. Just like you did.
It's always changing.
Oh, yeah. Every day is changing something different. Yeah. Like editing or creating videos. It's so messed up and weird. The nighttime routine is still iffy, but I'm trying to get better at it. Yeah. Get off the screens 2 hours before sleep time and go back to bed at a reasonable time because the amount of studies now also saying how sleep is crazy important.
Oh yeah,
like I don't know, this stupid hustle thing, like don't sleep, grind. It's like, man, mm-hmm. you gotta look after your body.
Oh totally. And yeah, all it took, well, in high school and college I just didn't sleep because it was so hard, like the pressures of AP classes and basketball and guitar, and then oh my god, like I need to pursue this video thing. But then once I started, let's see, it was like after 1 year of being a full-time YouTuber and I kind of got my ish together and I stopped daily vlogging, that now I will sleep 7 to 9 hours every single night. And it's like always a joke with John that I'll be like, I'll set my alarm for 7 hours. And I'll be like, all right, it'll be midnight. I'm getting up at 7. I'll be like, okay. And I get up at 9.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, sometimes it'll be like 8 to 9 hours. But I think that's something like that should be something you're bragging about. Mm-hmm. That... You know, you wake up, you kill it hard, but you have your ish together to where you can prioritize those extra 2 to 3 hours of sleep because it's important.
Mm-hmm. You got to look after yourself.
Exactly.
I don't know what's the point of running down your body when we're mm-hmm. meant to be living to 100. Now studies are saying like 120 will be our standard for
nice.
All of us.
Oh my God. Can we survive this earth until 120? I feel like it's just going to explode.
I feel like, I think people are coming together. I mean,
I like that you're an optimist.
Oh,
Yeah. Because usually I'm that person in the room.
But now you're
compared to John.
Okay.
Because he thinks all humans are terrible. Sorry I'm speaking for you, John. But usually I'm the one like, I don't think it's that bad.
It's one of two things. Either Mother Nature's like, peace, and kills us, which, I mean, that's a good thing for planet Earth anyway.
Yeah. Because humans are very destructive.
We are. Or we get our shit together, which we're slowly doing, like the meat-free movement or mm-hmm. substitute for meat, or even meat, lab-grown meat is mm-hmm. coming up, or the plastic-free movement is mm-hmm. doing amazing.
Crossing our fingers. Yeah. All right, let's go to more superficial territory.
Ooh,
YouTube numbers, subscribers.
Yes,
YouTube. Mm-hmm. So when I watched your like 2 year anniversary YouTube thing, it was funny because I think we have some overlap. So I too posted my first video in 2011, and it was fun to see that in your video too, that, oh, it's a journey. You didn't just start your YouTube channel 6 months ago, right? Like, I think when people look at someone and say they're an overnight success, it's like, take a step back, bro.
Exactly.
You know, like, let's think about this. Like, do some research. So I, too, posted my first video in 2011. And then I went back at it again 2014, 2015. And then in 2015 is when I started kind of, like, consistently posting. And then end of that year, I guess beginning of 2016 was when I kind of got my break and started building. Yay. So
I remember that video.
Yeah. Casey Neistat video.
So good.
And so tell me kind of, like, oh, and I saw that you had a rap music video. You got a clip of that. I have too many rap music videos.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen those ones.
Girl, there's still one that's live. So it was I've unlisted almost all of them. But my senior year of high school, it was an economics project.
Okay.
And it was the law of supply and demand. And we just rapped about the law of supply and demand. And I posted on YouTube and it got like 30,000 views. And I was like, this YouTube thing,
this
crazy. Exactly. And that was the moment. So yeah, I mean, what were you doing music rap videos? And it seemed like you did some skit stuff. And what was that journey like?
Yes, I did.
Up until this point.
So I started with comedy. I thought, I don't know why. I think because I was really heavily watching Jenna Marbles. I saw her explode and I was like, whoa, we can explode on YouTube? Like, how does this even work? And I just love the idea that you could create anything you wanted to, obviously. So I started making humor videos, which was just horrific. That was so dumb. My first video was me eating a mango. So that was weird.
Wow. So you were ahead of your time with the ASMR movement.
Oh no, this wasn't, and it wasn't one bang. Of those. It wasn't one. It was like me just making fun of, like, it was a virgin's kiss. It was two religious people getting married and they had never kissed before. And it was a horrible kiss. So I just made fun of it using the mango as an example.
Good content.
Quality.
I would watch that content.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, then I started doing comedy. That didn't, I mean, I kept going. And then when I properly started YouTube, like 2-ish years ago, I was trying to just make sure that my sister didn't go down the path of doing it. I wanted her to see that online you can have creators that are female creators that are not about beauty or fashion, because I was so sick and tired of that. Yes. that was frustrating.
But then you're fashion along the way, which is cool. It's like you're smart, doing fun new stuff, but also like embracing your personality and everything.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not discounting the feminine side of things, mm-hmm. at all, but I just don't want to be in the fashion or makeup scene. So I just wanted to show her that. So I went into comedy again, which was just stupid. I wore a
How
wig.
How old is your sister?
She's 14 now, okay. But she was like 11-ish or 12 at the time. So I wore a wig, a raincoat, rain boots, and I got into like hot tubs wearing all my clothes. I don't know what happened. I'm not really sure what happened. But I quickly realized that I don't have to do comedy and I don't want to do comedy because it's embarrassing. And I'm not good at it, to be honest.
But, yeah, again, but it's a good thing to sprinkle in.
Yeah, I'm glad I started YouTube. And I think that was also my mask, the wig and everything. It was just a mask for me. Anyway, so I did that. And then I started transitioning over to slightly different content. I was very confused for a long period of time.
It takes a minute to figure
out. Oh my gosh, I didn't know what I was doing. But I got also a break, like a German YouTuber. We became really good friends and she collaborated.
Who?
Melina Sophie.
Okay.
Yeah, legend. She collaborated
that
with.
Sounds familiar.
She collaborated with two of us in Iceland when I was living there. Cool. And I just took it as a sign because I wanted to do YouTube for so long. So I just worked so hard to get to a good level with YouTube. Now here I am, but along the way I started doing like travel stuff and I won the best job on the planet last year. Out of
what is that?
17,000 people applied to travel the world for 3 months to luxurious homes around the world.
Who was it with?
Third Home. And get paid $30,000 for traveling, plus all expenses paid.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. One of my friends, Andy, too. Got a similar thing with Beautiful Destinations.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's very close to like, you know, I did YouTube for a while, got a shout out, then got a 1-year residency And then made YouTube my full time.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And it's so, people don't realize, and same with scholarships for college, if you have to go to college, like,
you're think not about a fan.
It. I'm not. Like, guys, it's not worth, like, entering your money. Adulthood with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. It's not.
As long as you pursue education, I think, in different ways. Because don't stay dumb.
No, don't stay dumb. Always be learning. Yes. There's so many ways that you can use the internet for good in terms of education and learning. But with college, there's so many scholarships out there that you can get. And the same thing, like, people don't get, it also transfers over into the real world. And that there are so many companies right now that are really embracing creative people. And they're seeing that there's this gap to fill, that they can benefit from you and you telling your story as you create dope stuff and be your artist. But they're also coming in and, like, supporting financially and supporting with, like, traveling. And yeah. It's so cool. You just got to, like, look for it. And I think the Adobe Creative Residency is a good example. Beautiful Destinations does stuff with that, like, kind of the best job in the world thing. What did you say? Third Home?
That's Third Home.
Third Home.
Best job on the planet.
Best job on the planet. I think there's a lot of things. And I truly don't think everyone is meant to be in front of the camera. And so there's so many YouTubers and personalities that also need that number two, a number three person that you could be so good at.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. That's my show. So that's cool. So that happened. Mm-hmm. And then after that, were you just like, this is the life I want to live?
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Well, luckily, I started YouTube straight away. I was full-time YouTube.
Yeah.
I didn't have any plan B. I was living in Iceland at the time. I didn't have anything to do. And I just started creating videos. But I just had my savings that I saved up from working in Australia, like crazy work hours back there. So I was just... I almost ran out of money. I was I had $1,000 in my bank account, and then I won the best job on the planet. I had $1,000. I was depressed. I was broke. I pushed all my friends away. It was just not a good time. Winter in Iceland. I'm an Australian. Didn't work very well.
Yeah.
And then, I won the best job. And since then, it's been like that job saved my butt financially and also helped me get better at content creation, fast content creation.
Wow, Sarah's phone going off. Am I like a podcast noob?
No, you're popular.
No, that was an upcoming event reminding me that I have stuff to do.
Right.
That's so cool. Iceland, man. I've been there once, and this is so not a popular opinion, but when I went there, I legit left being like, I don't need to come here again.
Yeah, okay. Where did you go?
It was beautiful. So, okay. I mean, it was very cold, though. It wasn't winter, but we basically started in Reykjavik. We went to the West Fjords. Beautiful.
Went that way.
Yeah. Nice. Went to Ísafjörður.
Yeah.
That word. We went there.
Nice.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Stayed at Airbnbs and stuff. And then we went one other place. But it was beautiful. But I left being like, I am so not cut out for just like long stretches of land, and I get it that it's beautiful, and honestly maybe I'd go back with a drone because I didn't have a drone at the time.
And you also didn't go to the south coast where all the big things are.
Okay.
Because you went to a beautiful area.
Yeah, we went to Reykjavik, and we did go to the famous waterfall, the SKJS.
Skogafoss.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of the other one. Seljalandsfoss is the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
but you still didn't get to the Glacier Lagoon.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to go back. I don't know. I think I've learned that.
You're a city person.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I'm a nature person always.
Yeah. I'm so a city person.
I don't know how you do it. All the noise.
I like it. Toronto's way quieter than New York, by the way. But I'm gonna
just earmuffs full time when I'm in New York. Don't talk to me. Yeah,
I absolutely love the city. And when I had that realization, it was like really good for me because I felt guilty about it forever. Because supposed to like beautiful things.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I was just like, okay, this is enough time.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
That's good. So funny. Let's go back.
Okay, first person I've met.
Yeah.
Let's not do a country trip together then.
Yeah, yeah. I love European cities.
Yeah, but cities again. I'm talking like, let's go in the nature.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not do that.
I'm not the biggest. However, if there's more of a like a schedule, mm-hmm. and there's things lined up. Mm-hmm. That's why I do like to, I listened to a recent podcast with Tim Ferriss, and bald guy, glasses, very wise, writes a lot of books. He's so, Seth Godin.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, and one of his things, or maybe one of his, Tim's, I don't know, someone's basically like, never travel for work, always travel for pleasure. And I'm like complete opposite, where yeah, I same. Love traveling for work because one, you get paid for it. Mm. And two, there's usually schedules and there's usually things that people plan for you.
Yeah,
and so
right. Okay.
Iceland, honestly, probably would have been epic if I had more things planned out.
Okay.
Or and was maybe with more people. So that's what I'll say.
Okay, good.
If it's more.
Well, then let's go on a trip.
Yeah,
let's and I'll plan it. Everything.
Perfect.
And by plan, I mean I won't plan anything because I never plan anything and I just go with the flow. And then we'll take some dope photographs.
Yeah. So I think if you do it right, it's amazing. But definitely a city person.
Okay, yes. Okay, cool.
Did you have, when was that realization that you're like, I love nature? Because senior year of high school, when I went to New York City for the first time after living in Texas my entire life, it blew my mind.
Texas?
Yeah, where? Texas. Dallas, Texas.
Oh, because I'm thinking of maybe like living a little bit in Austin. Not the same.
Austin.
Yeah.
Go to Austin.
Yeah.
You will feel so at home in
right,
Austin.
Right, I want to try.
Austin's great.
Cool.
But Dallas, it's a little different. And I grew up in the burbs.
Okay.
So when I first saw New York, I was like, this is insane. Take me there. What was that moment for you after living in Poland and Australia?
After living in Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then going and traveling with Third Home just last year. Just the beautiful homes that were all around the world, but they were always in
nature. What were some of your favorite places?
Costa Rica, baby. It was a
really?
5-bedroom, 10-bedroom, 5-story house. And I had 8 staff to myself. It was just me.
Oh my God, I wish I knew you then.
I know, I invited so many people and no one came. I was like, you idiots.
Okay.
Like $5,000 a night and you missed out, I'm sorry.
So let's also talk about traveling, being entrepreneur, YouTube, and also friends. Mm-hmm. Like, do you have, how do I say this without like being
Do I have
weird?
Friends?
Because I honestly,
Do you want to be my friend?
Let's be friends. But let's be real. Like, we're going to meet up at YouTube conventions.
Yeah.
We're going to maybe collab here and there. But, like, you're not going to be in New York.
Yes,
and,
I am.
Like, we're not going to... Well, or, like...
Oh, okay.
Like so, you're not going to be
there.
In New York, BFFs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, me, personally, I am more of an introvert. Like, I'm outgoing, but I need my recharge time. And so I don't go to parties. I don't, like, really do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so this world I'm living in, I love it because it's like I get to hang out with my friends while I'm creating things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like the best use of time.
Yes.
It can come off as using people like, oh, you're just using your friends as content. But like that's genuinely
this
how,
is how we work, though.
I know. And it's so fun. So with your transitioning to traveling, you said that you had maybe some fallouts with friends and stuff.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
Mm. Well, common misconception also is I'm an introvert as well. Mm-hmm. I recharge by myself. But I think the depression just pushed all my friends away because I was like, I have no friends. I even said this to, I made a video being like, I'm depressed. I have no friends. And my friends watched it. And I think that also pushed them away.
Yeah.
And I was pushing people away. I didn't want to have anyone in my life. I even tried to push my boyfriend away. So that was dumb. But now my friendship group that I have, it's small. But it's growing now thanks to having more creative friends, which is awesome. But it was a transition zone when I left and I became a full-time traveler a few years ago. Now my friends know that they can't call me and be like, hi, dinner. I'm like, no, I'm on the other side of the world. But when I go to the country, I catch up with them, I visit them, I'll chat to them when I'm traveling and so forth. But now, yeah, having creative friends, they completely understand. And when we catch up, we're like, oh my gosh, let's create. It's awesome.
And I think it's good to have that self-awareness too of people knowing that you, like, you're not just going to like come over and have a slumber party or just like talk for an entire day, you know? And I think sometimes you do have to, I don't know, like just say no to some relationships mm-hmm. and then embrace ones that are like beneficial and
it's your life, man.
Yeah.
If you don't like hanging out and talking, I don't do gossip, man. Mm-hmm. I don't do gossip. And if someone
what's some juicy? Let's see.
Okay, let's try.
Let's try to gossip.
Paris Hilton.
Yep. She's the worst.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Can we stop now? That's great.
That's good. Because the YouTube world is very gossipy. I think the worst channels ever are reaction channels and drama channels. Mm.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I just stick with, you know, the YouTube world. So many times people say, but you're going to get the clicks and the views if you do the gossipy, crappy, stupid challenges stuff. But at the same time, we are getting the deals because we are the ones that you can refer to and say, wow, okay, these people really know what they're doing. They're professional. Brands want to work with us. So, A, we get the money, which is what it's a job.
That's actually a good point. They're not going to get the jobs.
They're going to get views, but so what?
That is so good.
Yeah. And then I want to have friends that I can talk to about this kind of stuff. And we just stick to a bubble, which is not getting the world all toxic, you know? We're here to enlightened people. Not really. But we're here to, you know, not do shit in the world. Yeah. And instead help. I don't know where I was going with that.
No, that's good, to be honest. I mean, because it can be hard sometimes. So my boyfriend, John, he traditionally has always had a group of dudes to just like go and skate with. Mm. And that's been like a very strong pillar in his life. Just like the four homies go skate.
Yeah.
And so he's like a normal person and has like legitimate friends. Mm-hmm. And so I do too.
What does that
I have like 3 to 4 people in New York who like I would love to just have dinner with or lunch, but it's a very limited amount of people. Mm-hmm. But in sense of just like friends from home mm-hmm. or friends from school, like I don't have that mm-hmm. and because I've always kind of kept to myself and I've always been the one on my computer editing for 9 mm-hmm. hours a day. And so sometimes I get really bummed on myself when I like see what other people are doing and how they handle relationships. But I think it's like, okay, wait, but what works for me?
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for me to be beating myself up.
Yeah. It's your life, not theirs.
Exactly.
And sometimes people paint this amazing, glorious picture. I have so many friends. I couldn't handle having so many friends.
That's true, too. You don't want to compare. What's the saying? You don't want to compare your real life to people's highlight reels.
Exactly. Comparison is suicide, baby.
Exactly. So, sorry, I kind of got off track there. Now, being on YouTube the past 6 months, mm-hmm. what I said in the beginning, how, girl, you are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is amazing. Yeah. So what was that first video that really popped off for you?
Yeah. So
was it the Tim Ferriss one?
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay.
So I started doing, in April, nothing was really growing. I was sitting at 120K just like for months. Oh, months. And I was like, wow.
Did you ever go below? Like, okay. So when
I losing people?
Yeah. Were you ever? Yeah. Because when I was at 100K, literally 100K, I would go down 100 and then I'd go back up 200 and then I'd go down 150.
No.
And then
I'd go,
and I would just sit there and I'm like, publicly stay under 100,000 after going past 100,000, I don't know what I'm going to. I'm just going to run away, live in a ditch.
But that is the YouTube world for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, wow. And sometimes you're like,
exactly.
You got to be okay with the wave.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard people that are like at the top that are, they're always complaining. We're always complaining, like, oh, I had not as many views or not as many subscribers this month, man.
You got to realize it's a up and
it's
a down.
An up and down.
So you're at 120K.
Yeah, I was at 120, and then I started doing videos consistently. I just said Wednesdays and Sundays, I'm going to do some videos all the time, and I stayed consistent until recently, and I actually screwed up my channel a little bit, but it's okay because I'm gonna get it back. The algorithm stuffed up a bit because I took a break. Don't take a break, kids.
Did you see that YouTube video that the Creator Studio put out?
No.
like the people who work at YouTube made a video and said taking a break won't hurt your channel.
So go
on that vacation. And then everyone was like, screw you guys, you made a platform where
but you just got to get another virally video and then you're good.
Exactly.
I started making videos consistently. I made a video how to pose, and that's like at 3.5 million I think right now, so that like pushed it up for me massively.
That's probably around the same timeline of like Mango Street.
Yes.
And because they did some similar stuff too. I think which is good. Thank God, like, good content this go-around has been the one getting views. Mm. But the past year, it's been cool to see, like, that Mango Street, Peter McKinnon. Mm-hmm.
Quality stuff.
Yeah, and quality stuff was bubbling up to the top. And I was like, yay! This is amazing.
I know. It's nice to see quality
it's
faces.
It's definitely not the consistent thing on YouTube, but so that's cool that you were a part of that.
Yeah, yeah. It was awesome. So yeah, that happened like in May. I put up that video, I think, and that's still, and then I had another one that went viral from, I did a year ago and I knew it would go viral and now it's almost at 2 million, but it was.
What like, is it? What's the title?
I don't even know, the title's complicated, but it's like basically me and three girls, all different body sizes, like tiny, muscular, no curves me, and then my girl, another girl that's got like curves, and then a girl that would be considered like too big or something, and we all stand on the street in our underwear actually, and we have things written across our bodies, what people have said to us.
Wow.
About our bodies, like I'm too skinny, eat a burger, all these other stuff, and all of us are covered, and it's just showing that no matter what you look like, you're always gonna get crap.
There's so certain insecurities attached to everything. Yeah.
So that's going viral now. But yeah, just consistency. Those videos are just doing amazing. And that's my answer for that one.
That's so cool. Well, and I think isn't that what you talked about at the recent Ireland YouTube convention thing? How like how consistency plays such a big part in growing the channel. And I think it's so important since it's so based on the algorithm now. If you can drill in your audience's head that, hey, if you come back to this channel at this certain time and day, there will be a video. That's something I haven't mastered yet.
Help me.
How do I do it?
Well, you do so much stuff. You just schedule. This is the most important thing.
Right.
Just get a video out, quality video out, and nothing else will push that. Like that is the thing that you have to do. I don't know.
I'll try, guys.
No.
I'll try.
Do or do not.
I'll do it.
There is no
try. Okay. All right, guys, every Tuesday, Thursday, tune into youtube.com/Sarah Teach. Just kidding. I'll work on that later.
JK.
don't expect that. I can't make promises like that. What's next for you? What is on your, you know, you said you have a list of people.
Yes.
To meet.
And you were one of them.
Which is so.
Yep.
I'm so honored.
It's so awesome. Yeah, I've been watching your stuff for so long.
Really?
Because I love that you're in the tech space.
Yeah. And
I love that you're here. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then one day, just recently, I was like, fuck, I'm just going to tweet
Twitter.
Her.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and that's funny that we went through the thing, like trying to get in touch with each other, and I use Twitter and you use Instagram. I'm like, if anyone, no matter if it's a fan or another creator or like, anyone, Twitter
is the game.
Twitter's the move. Yeah. And I saw you tweet at me like, girl.
Yeah,
I watch you. You're amazing.
We connected.
Let's link.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah. Then I want to keep making. I think I'm going into kind of short film territory again.
Cool.
Because I love telling stories. I think the most. I tried so many different avenues. Like photography's fun to talk about, but I think I want to get like short videos with nice messages out there.
Yeah.
And productivity and human optimization stuff would be nice too. I want to make this more of a like a global business instead of just YouTube. Mm. Like I love YouTube, obviously, always my first love, but I want to make an empire of something. And I've been waiting actually till like basically this moment, waiting until Buffer finishes when I go to Bali next. It's been a really intense year so far. So much has happened and I've been just like dreaming of this moment because now my brain will be like, and you can breathe and you can be creative. Like what can you do that is going to be amazing, productive, like good for the world? Like what's next? And I'm excited to go to Bali, eat great food and hang out with my family and just figure out creative ideas. How to have more fun with my job instead of being a stress head, because I'm a bit of a stress head.
Same. Sometimes you have to put in the work. Whether that's 1 year, 2 years, or whatever. Mm. And then once you kind of have that taste of success, that's when it's like, okay, let's take a step back, appreciate it, but what's next? Yeah. I love that you use the word empire because I'm always like, I need to build my empire.
Yes. Because why not?
Why not?
We need good people to be in the spotlight and do great work for the world instead
of the crap. What is your itch that you want to solve?
Oh, plastic stuff.
Really?
Massively. Yeah,
I don't look at the water bottles.
I'm definitely not looking at the water bottle. Yeah, no, I carry my little water bottle with me. I have like a cutlery set with me all the time.
Wow.
I have a little cup for coffee generally, not today, my bad. but I try to avoid plastic. That's one thing.
Okay.
And then just helping I don't know. I don't want to say helping people like be the best. I have to figure out the word for that still, yeah. The wording for it. But
I always say live your best creative life.
Peace.
Peace. No, that's, I guess my big thing is like the huge chip on my shoulder. I think it's like education.
Mm-hmm.
And my attribution to the world is, since John has convinced me that red meat is like killing our earth, I gave up burgers for the earth. Mm-hmm. So that's my contribution. I've been off red meat for over a year.
Amazing. Have you tried Beyond Meat burgers?
Oh my God.
They're amazing.
Yeah. So not I'm not, honestly, I'll go for like a black bean quinoa burger before I'll do that.
Oh my God.
They're
my favorite.
Yeah. It's interesting. But yeah, Impossible Burgers and...
Not Impossible.
Beyond. Yeah. They're Beyond. So it's Beyond your...
Yeah, because it preferred? Doesn't have wheat in it. And it's better. And or soy or anything like that. Yeah.
Interesting. So Beyond. I think I've only had an Impossible Burger. Oh, so maybe that's my problem.
That's the problem.
So I need a Beyond Burger.
Beyond tastes like meat. It's the best. It's so good.
So Beyond and Impossible Burgers are just examples of meatless meat, basically. And if you're used to the taste of a burger or a cheeseburger, next time you go somewhere, just ask if they have that. And I think it's very interesting. But yeah.
But congratulations on the contribution. That's my,
yeah. But John is more of the, he's going to save the world that way. Nice. I think my way is education. I want to be able to like, just first have my own hub of, like creative people that I can help, and then I don't know, a lot of people are already doing a really good job of that. Mm-hmm. Like Chase Jarvis with mm-hmm. Creative Live and like Skillshare.
Mm-hmm.
It's just why are people, maybe it's like going on a high school tour and just talking to kids, raising awareness, using influence of like, just it's so messed up. I understand that when you're 18 years old, you have to make all these important financial decisions, but it doesn't mean that you can't research, talk to your parents about this.
Yeah, maybe instead of having like the stupid Instagram ads, hashtag sponsored of, you know, clothing things, we can make it about education instead, which would be so good.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. Any inspirational things that you want to say to people out there who are like, I want to be a content creator, I want to build my own business, or maybe they just want to travel more. Just any of those things. Shed the wisdom.
Oh, the wisdom. Serum. Okay. The first thing that came to me, and I understand that sometimes life can be very, very hard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I mean, I was lucky, you know, I think a lot of people always assume that if you've made it, you've had no struggles as well. It's like, no, I've had my struggles too. But you just have to kind of push through that and take it as a gift that is helping you to grow. And if you don't take it as a gift, you're going to become a victim of it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to drill
everything
you.
Everything happens for a reason. That mentality helps.
Yeah. It's going to drill you to the ground. It's going to destroy you if you don't realize that it was a gift for you. Mm-hmm. So you have to just take it, learn from it. And no one, like, you can blame people for stuff and your life is going to be crap as a result of it. Or you can be like, okay, it happened. Yeah. Let's do something. Like, this is my life. I don't want to be 100 and take regret something. Yeah. You have to take power, man.
Sometimes I will fall in the victim mentality of like being a woman in some situations, you know? And I think there is so much to say about certain situations and blah, blah, blah. I can talk about that forever. But sometimes I'm like, I think back at when I was younger, back in my younger times, just in high school or whatever, like I had no excuses for anything and I just had blinders on and I just did. And I didn't look around. I didn't care how that person looked at me or if they didn't shake my hand or well, I just like did.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think the awareness of things, it's so important.
Mm.
And I think it is so important to be conscious of certain things and being able, like, you know, inclusion is so important stuff. But like also you can fall into that victim mentality, which it's easy. I don't think helps anyone.
It doesn't help anyone.
It doesn't.
Even with the woman stuff, I could easily also fall into that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I choose to be like, okay, I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an industry that's generally for males. Let's make this opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you can flip everything. You can do a complete 180 with everything.
Yeah,
and look at more of like, wow, this is my uniqueness.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like there's this public speaker and he was born with no arms, no legs at all. Zero. And that is his advantage now. Like, wow. He goes around the world and he speaks to children about nothing is impossible, you can do whatever. And he took it as an advantage. Instead of sitting and like being upset about what happened, he was like, no, this is good. And he made it good. It is literally your mindset.
That's so powerful.
That's all it is. And sometimes it's hard to hear that. Like, maybe you have had a tragic thing happen to you. It's happened. Mm-hmm. What can you do now?
Yeah. And I think the bigger the hurdles, then that's just like a more epic story to tell. And
exactly.
That you can just inspire other
so
people
many other
with
people.
That. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just the fact whenever I get in the victim mentality, I just sit back and I'm like, I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in the States. Mm-hmm. I have great Wi-Fi. Like, there's so many things that so many people all over the world don't have. And yeah. I think that's also why I'm a big fan of, like, affirmations mm-hmm. and, like, expressing gratitude.
Yes,
and
gratitude.
Ooh, oh, it's so important.
That is an important one.
It's so important.
Every morning.
Mm, so good. All right, Sorrel, this was epic.
This was
where,
so much fun.
Where can people find you out on the interwebs? Do you have your URL? Do you have
youtube.com/
Sorrel
Amore.
Okay.
Everything is Sorrel Amore.
Sorrel Amore. You know what was interesting? People used to think Dici was Italian. So in school, I would always be like, Sara Dici. That's how people would say my name. So there you go, guys. All
Thank
the
you
links
Sara Dici.
Are in the show notes below. Check her out. And new Creative Exchange episode every single Monday on the Apple Podcast, on Spotify. So make sure to have that subscribe, that notification turned on. And if you want the episodes 1 week early and you want to see our beautiful faces via video form, well, you can check it out on patreon.com/ Sara Dici. Anything else?
I just want to say you are amazing.
You are amazing.
And this is such an amazing. Thank you for having
of
me.
Of course. This was your first podcast,
yes,
right?
Yes, first podcast.
Popping the cherries.
I just love you. You're just so cool.
Thank you.
So
you're
thank
so
you.
Honestly, when cool people say that you're cool, that's the coolest thing. I love that. Well, until next time, stay peachy, guys. Tune in next week and go check out Sorrel Amore.
Perfect.